I've got a rainy out there today. We'll be on and off. We'll detail the weather forecast again coming up in just a few minutes. This weekend should be nice for Fort Gratiot Hospital Heritage Days. What is Fort Gratiot Hospital? Where is it? And one of the Heritage Days all about. Joining us right now, the Executive Director of the Port Huron Museum, Margaret Aiken. Margaret, good morning.
Good morning.
This sounds like kind of a neat thing. First of all, let's talk about the Fort Gratiot Hospital, because I still feel like it's one of those things that people sort of kind of know about or maybe don't know anything about.
Yeah, it's a hidden gem here in Port Huron. It's got a pretty incredible story. So when the fort was closed in 1879, all of the buildings were either sold off or demolished. And what happened to them, nobody really knew. And then one day, our resident archaeologist, Bruce Hawkins, was sort of wandering through town, and he noticed this building on St. Clair Street, and he was like, wow, that's pretty odd. It's got these really huge beams. I mean, beams bigger than your head, right? And that he was like, that's not more modern architecture. That's not that's something special. Mm-hmm. So he investigated a little bit further, and with the permission of the owners of the house, went in and said, geez, this looks like it could be from the fort. And he did some research, and he was like, well, this doesn't correspond to any of the plans or the square footage of any of the existing or the buildings that we know about. And so he did a little more research, and he found that there was a sister building right next door that was the same footprint. And he said, okay, well, if we put these two together, is it a building that we know of? And he still couldn't figure it out. Well, what had happened is when these buildings were sold off, the hospital was cut in half, and the central corridor was eliminated, right? And the two halves of the building were made into private residences. So when you put the two buildings together plus a central corridor, there's the hospital.
There's the hospital.
Yeah, so it's pretty amazing. It's the oldest wooden structure in the county from 1829, and all of the wood, original wood that still exists in there was milled at Wadham Sawmill.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
So was the building moved then, or because describe where it sits now? It's by the Fort Gratiot Light Station, right?
Yeah. So it's on city property, right next to Lighthouse Park, and adjacent to the light station, the Fort Gratiot Light Station. And has been over the years, many groups in town, local doctors, contractors, the museum, the city have all been working to restore it to its 1829 appearance. And this has been a labor of love, donations and fundraising to try to get it back to its original state. It's a big job, and it's pretty incredible the progress that we've made. Right now, we're working to do some more exterior work and add a sidewalk around it, a back porch, make it ADA accessible. And we just spent actually a few volunteers and some staff spent the last weekend painting the hospital, which was really fun.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a great project. So you're celebrating it this weekend with Hospital Heritage Days. What's going on there?
So Fort Gratiot Hospital Heritage Days are Saturday and Sunday this weekend. They're from 10 to 3, and it's $4 per person, $6 for a couple, $10 for a family. All of the funds that we raise will go towards this restoration, and we have some really cool things planned. On Saturday at 10:30, we have an archaeology presentation with Bruce Hawkins, the man who found the building, and at 11 o'clock, we have Lonesome Whistle performance, so there'll be live music. 2 o'clock, we have a Fort Gratiot Hospital Committee presentation talking about the history of the hospital and moving it from where it was and sort of getting the foundation laid and restoring it. We'll also have blacksmith demos all day. We'll have an encampment. We'll have, of course, tours of the hospital. And there will be a kids' corner where you can do tin punching and yarn dolls.
Fun.
Yeah.
Cool stuff. Fort Gratiot Hospital Heritage Days at the Fort Gratiot Hospital this Saturday and Sunday. You got a lot of other things going on at the museum, too, don't you?
Yeah, definitely. So we have this fall mini lecture series at the light station, and that will be held in the Fog Signal building. We have 4 dates available. They're on Sundays from 2 to 3, and it's $5 for non-members, and it's free for members. It's all these lectures will be about an hour long. There will be some refreshments, and it's an opportunity just to learn about local history, maritime history, the light station. The first event is September 16th. It's with Paul Schmidt. He's one of our board members at the museum, and he'll be talking about the era of commercial shipbuilding.
Cool.
Yeah.
Sounds fun. Something that you do during the summer, Margarita Mondays at the Fort Gratiot Light Station. Are those all done, or you still have another one of those left?
We have one left, and it's Monday, September 17th from 5 to 7. We always have margaritas, of course, and we have a make activity, a craft activity that you can do for a small upcharge, and then there are great sales at the store.
There you go. You've switched to fall hours at all your properties now, right?
Yeah, that's right. So the Carnegie is still opening. The Carnegie building is still open from Tuesday through Saturday, 11 to 4. And it's kind of exciting, actually, to stop by the Carnegie. We are in the midst of preparing for our phase 2 renovation. So we will be working on removing stanchions from the mezzanine. So we have a glass mezzanine in the building, and it's original from 1904. The reason that they put this glass floor in was because when the building was constructed, there wasn't any electricity. So a library without lights is a little bit... Well, it's difficult.
Right.
So they had this glass floor installed. The glass is actually 3/4 of an inch thick. It's pretty incredible. You don't see stuff like that anymore.
Oh, gosh, no.
Yeah. And so the we'll be removing the stanchions so that that space below the glass floor is usable for exhibits, programs, and events. And so it's going to be quite something to see the before and after, because right now it's kind of like a maze of iron stanchions, and they're all little sawtooth, you know, you can see where they were used for shelves. So they were adjustable. Well, without the books, you know, they're not really useful now. So we'll be working on that. That'll be really cool to see. We also have Inside Out treasures from our collection. We had an amazing college intern this summer, and she just went through the collection and like made a whole exhibit with 1920s outfits and with one of my favorite pieces is this wooden bicycle. It's a police bicycle from Port Huron from the early part of the century. It's all wood, and it's just beautiful. So that's something really cool to check out. And then in terms of the other sites, our hours will be at the Fort Gratiot Light Station Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from 10 to 5. And at the Edison Depot and at the Lightship, we'll be open on just weekends, Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 5.
All right. Good stuff, Margaret. Thanks for coming in. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you.